Aloha, this is Tiffany Edwards Hunt with Big Island Chronicle, and I am in Pahoa Village at Book Buyers. I'm with Mary Bicknell. She is the owner of Big Island Book Buyers. Mary, you have been in establishment for a few years now in Pahoa.
Four years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, 4 years in September.
I guess a few years in the village. You were over at Pahoa Market.
For six months, I was in Pahoa, and then this opened up and evolved into something more.
It definitely is becoming an institution here in the village. And now you also have Book Buyers in downtown Hilo, where the Books Nooks and Crannies used to be. How did that come about?
Well, Bob Marks called me and wanted to sell me his inventory. And I went in the store, and it was just a magical place. And I thought, why do we have to close? So I just investigated. I spent like 6 weeks researching, investigating, seeing if it would work, and went forward.
And how long has that been, first of all?
So he approached me in September, I think it was, beginning of September. We decided and signed off October 5th, and I opened October 29th.
And how is it going? It's been a month or so.
Great. We just finished building the last of the bookcases. Everything's installed. We're now filling up the shelves.
And you seem to, here there's a process where people bring in books, you buy them, and then you also have books for sale. Same procedure in Hilo?
Buy, sell, trade, everything.
And do you find there's a market for that in Hilo?
Oh, there is. Yes. People are very receptive and excited about it.
It looks like we have a customer right now, and maybe we can take an opportunity while she's being rung up. Who are you, and what led you into the store today?
My name is Jaya, and I'm a teacher, and I was looking for a book for my reading group. So,
And it looks like you have some used books here, mostly, yep. Right? Yep. And is that your draw in here? Is the bargain, or do you like the reuse concept? What is the draw?
Well, I do like the reuse concept, but also it's hard to find any books anywhere in the area, so this is really one of the only places.
That's great. Yeah,
yeah. It's really fun that you've interviewed a teacher, because in Hilo, my goal is to really have a great educational resource center, and I'm going to hopefully it's going to evolve into children's programs. I've already got art programs set up, possibly, and a yoga for children set up. So I want it to be a children's center.
As a child, you just made me think of my childhood. I grew up in my summer reading programs at the library. So that, you know, there's a little idea for you where you could do, like, fill up a sheet of stamps, and then they can get a gift certificate or something.
Yeah, it'll be so fun. And there's nothing better than to get a child reading, you know.
And so it seems like in your Hilo store, you have a big Hawaiiana section. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, my goal is always to improve on the Hawaiiana section. That's an interest for everybody, including tourists as well as locals. Everybody's looking for Hawaiiana.
So there's a lot of new books in Hilo. What else
they're
is...
They're new books, but they're actually discounted 40% off, except for the Hawaiiana. But other than that, yeah, I bought his inventory, which was new, but I've added at least twice as much more in used books as well.
For those people who have filled bookshelves, what are you most seeking right now?
Oh, we're light on science. I would love to get a lot more science in. Always Hawaiiana. Fiction moves really well. Children's books, educational resources, tools for teachers.
And does it matter Hilo or Pahoa for those?
Oh, no. Both. Okay. In fact, right now we've got a pretty good education started.
And so how are you balancing your time with both stores?
Oh, wherever needs me, I'm there. I'm going back and forth. I'm having a lot of fun, though. I really am.
Well, congratulations, Mary, and I'm really excited to check out your inventory for Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Aloha.
Aloha.